Welcome back to the Jordan Syatt mini podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I have an amazing episode for you today, so make sure you listen the whole way through. I speak with Inner Circle member Krista, and she is doing incredible. She's already lost 30 pounds. She's maintained that for a while. She says she still has about 160 more pounds to lose. So this podcast, this episode, this entire discussion was about what she needs to do in order to continue losing this weight sustainably. We talk about what her calories should be at. We talk about metabolic adaptation and the potential issues that arise from that and if she needs to be worried about it. We talk about a lot. So listen to the episode. I hope you enjoy it. If you do, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you'd like to join the Inner Circle, the link is in the show notes. Let's get into it. And I think we are recording. Krista, how are you?
Yes, I'm great. How are you?
I'm very excited. Thank you so much for being okay with me being delayed here. I apologize about that. Fill me in. What's going on?
So I am kind of at a rut.
Okay.
And all right. Normally this is where I would stop and like just give up. So I decided instead of doing that, I'm going to reach out for help.
I love that. What a great response as opposed to just quitting. I love that. That's perfect.
Yes. I've quit too many times. I'm not doing it again.
So what's going on? Talk to me.
So I joined the Inner Circle like beginning of November. I didn't start the Unicorn Challenge until November 30th, like going into December.
Cool.
I did great on the Unicorn Strong Challenge. Loved it. I actually lost 30 pounds and I think it was 26 inches if I'm remembering correctly.
Goodness. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great, great kickstart to, you know, everything. Side note, I am like morbidly obese.
Okay.
So 30 pounds is like great, but I have like way more to go.
30 pounds is great, period.
Yes.
I also have more to go, but 30 pounds is great, period.
Yes.
Next sentence. Right. And I have more to do.
Yes. So I started the monthly editions directly after workouts. Not a problem. I haven't missed a workout since I started. Workouts have never been my issue.
Love it.
I did Beachbody for like years. Don't necessarily agree with a lot of the things that they say now that I followed you for a while. but I do think it's great to like get people started, you know,
Absolutely. Cardio
for cardio. It's great. But my problem is remaining consistent with nutrition and knowing if I'm doing the right thing, like if I'm in the right direction, you know.
Okay.
When I did the Unicorn Strong Challenge, I think I started too low on my calories, and I think that's why I lost as much as I did, as quickly as I did, because I started off at 1800 calories, and when I started this I was 366 pounds.
Okay.
So I was hungry all the time. I worked out at home for the first 2 months, and then I finally like was like, okay, I got to up my weight. So I went to the gym. Once I started going to the gym, I was like, okay, I'm not eating enough because these workouts are very hard and I'm getting dizzy, you know? So I upped my calories to 2000. Well, then I was reading all these posts in the Inner Circle and all these people, and you know, they're eating like 2300 calories and they're like, you know, way smaller than me. So I'm like, am I eating too little? Like, what's going on here? So I tried to up it to 25, but my problem is when I up it past like 2200, it's like really hard for me to remain consistent because I'm either under or I'm over. Like, it's very hard.
So is that because since you have more leeway, you end up?
I think so.
Got it. Okay. That's very common. So. Yeah. It makes total sense.
And that's why I never really wanted to go. And I kept trying that, you know, I had people tell me, I had a couple coaches that I reached out to it within the Inner Circle that were like, you're eating too little, you need to eat more, you know, you're lifting heavy, you're doing all this stuff. And I just like, I don't know if it's like my brain can't get like wrapped around it or what's going on, but my consistency has gone like way down and I'm stalled. Like I can't, I'm losing and gaining the same, like I'm maintaining, I'm losing and gaining the same 10 pounds like since like April. So I just need to know like where to go and how to move on.
So first and foremost, you've done amazing.
Thank you.
You've done like that has to be the foundation of this discussion. You've done amazing, period. Cool.
Yes.
And I wouldn't say that if it wasn't true.
Right.
I also want to say that I love like 1800. It potentially could be too low, and we'll talk about that. But I love that you started with 1800 and not like 500.
Oh yeah.
700 or like 1200. Like I love that because I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that most people would have gone significantly more extreme. Mm-hmm. So for you to start at 1800, even if that potentially is too low, wonderful. Like that's a much more sustainable route than 500, 600, 700, 800, 1200 calories.
Yes.
Moving from there, why do you think, and we could talk about this all night, but why do you think your consistency has dropped? Like what's been going on? Is it because you don't feel like you're making enough progress? It's just been too difficult? Like you've just lost motivation? Is it something else? Like why do you think consistency's dropped?
I think because, well, I got a lot going on outside of weight loss. You know, we were given 60 days notice, you know, 70 days ago that our landlord was selling our house. So yeah. So I don't know. I mean, you're in Dallas. I'm in Houston. So rent prices here are like insane.
Yeah.
So between trying to find a house and like stay focused is just like.
Come up to Dallas. Let's go.
I was born in Dallas. I was born in Irving.
Let's go.
Yeah. But so I think that has something to do with it. I also think that, I think when I started having the issues with like the training part of it, it just made it hard for me to stay consistent because workouts are really important to me because I would rather be like strong than skinny is basically what I, you know, I've always been like stronger than a lot of the peers around me. And that's something I really want to maintain and keep. So I know I need to eat more, but like in my head, I don't know what it is. I can do 2,300 calories and I can stay consistent. But the minute that I try to do 2,500 calories, it's like, I don't know, something like I'll do, like for instance, today, my calorie count for today is at 1522. So I have 1,000 calories left from now until 8 p.m., you know? Okay. Yep. And it's either I'm going to be under or I'm going to be over. Like, it's hard for me, obviously, to eat 1,000 calories from now until, you know, 8:39 when I go to sleep.
So do you feel like, and I'm going to ask a bunch of questions, and mm-hmm. there's no right or wrong answer. I'm just trying to get a understanding. Do you feel like if you don't hit 2,500, you're doing something wrong?
No. It's just, I don't want to consistently be under because I've listened to a couple podcasts where, you know, y'all don't recommend consistently being under, but then that's where I'm like, okay, so is 2,500 calories where I'm supposed to be? And that's kind of what prompted my call. Cause I actually, when all this started happening, I emailed Susan, I was like, okay, help me. And she was like, and she basically, she also told me to increase my calories, but she told me to do it in increments, right? So my goal for the end of this year, which I don't know if this is too steep or not, is to be under 300. So I want to get like 299.8, you know, by the end of the year. And so she was telling me to do my goal weight by, you know, 11 or 12, but that is like over 3,000 calories. And I'm like, okay, sure. Is that really, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to figure out where my calories should be and go from there.
Got it. So there, this is great. There are a number of factors to consider. Not least of which the stress of potentially needing to move, right? Like that's, I think it's important to understand, like it's a big, moving is a big stressor. Mm-hmm. Not knowing when or if or what, like that makes it even more stressful. Yes. So we have to understand that. In terms of your calories, you don't need to do, you don't need to eat more than 3,000 calories. You don't, okay. And for, you don't need to eat 2,500 calories. You don't. Okay. From a physiological perspective, you could, mm-hmm. but if fat loss was as easy as just physiology, then telling people to eat less and move more would be all we need to do. Mm-hmm. It's, I would say it's equal parts physiology and psychology. And if you're being like, listen, like going up to that much, that high amount of calories would just throw me off. I think it would throw anybody off. Like that's, you don't need that much. Now, the other thing I'll say, and this is coming from the other side here, is the timeline here, we got to remove that. Like mm-hmm. I want to be 300 by January 1 or 299.8 by, like, got to get that the fuck out of here. Okay. That is just, it's a great goal, but having that timeline, I've never found a timeline ever to do, and literally I've worked with thousands of people. I have not once ever found someone to have a positive impact because they put a timeline by which they need to weigh a certain amount. Not once ever. Mm-hmm. Every single time I see someone do a timeline, they always regain the weight, always. Mm-hmm. Because they end up doing things that won't, they can't sustain long term. And oftentimes they end up not achieving the goal because they think that it's not going fast enough or whatever it is, right? And like based on the timeline, the arbitrary timeline they set, right? It's like getting to that goal weight, great goal, remove the timeline. That, because mm-hmm. I mean, January, like who the fuck cares if it's January 1st or January 15th, like, or yeah. February 18th, it doesn't matter, right? It is what it is. The goal is the goal, and the goal is to be more confident, to be healthier, and to be stronger, regardless of what fucking day of the year happens, right?
True, yeah.
So we got to remove that. I think that in and of itself will help with consistency. But in mm-hmm. terms of the total calories, there's actually a lot more flexibility with calories when you have a higher body fat percentage, okay? Mm-hmm. There's flexibility to go higher with your calories and there's flexibility to go lower without it really having a huge impact either way. It's so much personal preference here. And for me, my main goal with you is figuring out what do you feel the most comfortable with? If I just hiccuped, I think it was the first hiccup I've ever had on one of these calls. If we can find what you're most comfortable with, like what you just feel like, hey, I feel comfortable here. I know I'm going to make progress. This number of calories doesn't scare me. Like I know I can hit this on a consistent basis. That's where we win. So let me ask you this. Where do you think you feel most comfortable in terms of eating this amount of calories mentally, but also where you feel great physically, or where you know, you can hit your workouts and feel great during them. Where do you think that calorie range would be? And it doesn't have to be an exact amount, but a range of between a couple of hundred calories.
Probably like 22 to 24.
Okay.
There's something about 25. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Not sure.
So,
but the other thing I was worried about was, and again, this may be a myth. I don't know. Please tell me if it is. So if I do 22 to 2400 calories now, when I get closer to, let's just say 200 pounds, am I going to have to be eating, you know, 1500, 1600 calories then? Or like, am I setting myself up to go too low later? Does that make sense?
No, if you were having 1200 calories now, mm-hmm. yeah, then you'd be putting yourself at a huge disadvantage. But I mean, eating 22 to 2400 calories, you're not like, the question is, are you going to be doing metabolic damage, right?
There,
like,
we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really what it boils down to. No.
Okay, perfect.
You're not going to be like 22 to 2400 calories. is a very, very sustainable amount. Now, here's an important concept to understand. If someone naturally weighs, we'll call it 150 pounds, versus someone who goes from 300 to 150 pounds, mm-hmm. the person who naturally weighs 150 will almost always have a higher maintenance caloric intake. They'll be able to eat more and maintain that weight, because for the person going from 300 down to 150, their metabolic rate will drop in that process. And this is what's called metabolic adaptation. This is, there's been a lot of fear mongering about this mm-hmm. In the fitness industry. Metabolic adaptation, you're gonna ruin your metabolism. This is normal. This is part of what happens. It is a disadvantage when you're coming from a higher body fat percentage. It's harder for you mm-hmm. to maintain 150 than someone who's naturally 150. There's no question about it. So we're not gonna beat around the bush. It is harder, but it's not necessarily a bad thing either. It's one of the reasons why it's so important to improve or to at least maintain high levels of physical activity, because walking, getting your steps in, well, if we look at people who maintain their weight loss over the long term, without question, it's the people who maintain a higher level of physical activity. It's the people who are also getting their steps in. Cardio isn't necessary for weight loss, but getting your daily activity in is without question one of the most important things for weight maintenance. It's one of the reasons why maintaining weight can be so difficult, because people can lose weight no problem, but maintaining it's the difficult part. Mm-hmm. And that's where your activity really comes in. So if you were radically reducing your calories now, 500, 800, 1200 calories, you would see a much faster metabolic adaptation, a much faster drop in your metabolism. But at 22 to 2400 calories, you're good. It's perfect. A very, very sustainable amount. If you wanted to eat more, you could, but I mean, listen, like 2500 calories, that's 2,500, 3,000 calories. It's a lot. Like, that's a lot of food. And right. if that mentally for you is like, listen, like, I just don't want to be eating that much. Who the fuck am I to argue with that? Like, you don't need that much. Can you have that much? Yes, but you don't need that much. And this is where, like, the crowd of you always got to eat more, eat more, eat more. They miss the forest for the trees. Because just because physiologically you can eat that amount doesn't mean you need to, or you even should. Does that make sense?
Yes. Perfect sense. Thank you.
So I think a range of 22 to 2400, if that allows you, if it keeps your performance high, right? You feel good in the gym, you feel strong. If you have enough energy, if it allows you to keep focused, if it allows you to reduce or mitigate hunger, if it allows you to keep getting great sleep, that's a wonderful range. I think that's a really great range for you to fall within. What do you think?
I think that'll work. Much better for me, for sure.
Good. Do you feel confident with a 22 to 2400 range of being able to be like, to be consistent there for yes. a long time?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I do.
That's all I care about. That's the most important.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So let's see. So I've seen a couple people in discussion in the inner circle talking about this, and I know it's different for everybody, and I know I don't know how many people in the inner circle have, you know, 160, 170 pounds to lose, but how long should you remain in a deficit before moving to maintenance for a break? Does it matter? Can I go the whole year? Will it, like, you know what I mean? If it's not mentally too taxing on me, and let me just go back and say, because I know this is what you're going to say, for April, May, and August, because June and July were okay. I know that I've been in a calorie deficit mindset and not in a calorie deficit. So I get that. But is it damaging to be in a calorie deficit mindset for too long? And should I take, you know, 2 to 4 week break, you know, once every 6-7 months or whatever?
What a great question. You articulated that perfectly. That's the best way I've heard someone articulate that question ever. So there's a lot to discuss here. if someone, it, so much of it is individual, right? Like everything in fitness. And it's like, it's a cop-out answer. Well, it's actually individual. Well, let's talk about the individual factors, right? If someone is already relatively lean, they don't have too much body fat to lose, even like 10, 20, 30 pounds to lose. That's different than 100, 150, 200 pounds to lose. It's different. It's a different scenario. If someone's got a relatively small amount of body fat to lose, then the amount of time that they can be in a calorie deficit is going to be shorter than someone who's got 100, 150, 200 pounds to lose before it actually causes any damage, not just physical, but mental, psychological as well, emotional too. The other factor here is so much about your own, the other factor here is also how drastic of a calorie deficit you're in, right? So someone who has, let's say we take two people, they both have 30 pounds of body fat to lose. One of them is in a drastic calorie deficit and the other of them is in a more sustainable calorie deficit. Well, the one who's in a more sustainable calorie deficit can be in that for way longer than the person who's in a really drastic calorie deficit. Both are in a calorie deficit, but if you drastically reduce your calories, then you're going to do it's you're going to have much more metabolic adaptation much more quickly, and it's going to be way harder to sustain. Same thing we were just talking about with you, where it's like if you had went to 1200 calories from the very beginning, you wouldn't have been able to sustain that for very long because you would have been super hungry. You would have had to eliminate so much from your food and from your nutrition. It would have been way more difficult. But at 2200 to 2400, you could do that for a long time and be totally, totally fine. Now, the other factor here is just individual preference and knowing yourself, right? So if you are and the only person who's going to know this is you. But if you are the person who you're at 2200 to 2400 calories, you're consistently losing on a regular basis, a sustainable amount. You get 8 months in and you've lost a great amount of weight. And in your mind, you don't feel any need to stop. Like you feel great. You don't feel deprived. 2200 to 2400 is a decent amount of calories to eat. Your energy feels fine. Sex drive is fine, whatever. Like you're more than welcome to keep going. On the other hand, if you notice yourself thinking about food too much, that it's consuming too much of your life, that this is becoming more and more difficult, energy is down, strength is down, then you definitely need to take a break. This is purely individual. When that's the final characteristic that we look at, regardless of how much body fat you have to lose, regardless of how drastic your deficit is, individual preference really rules this. So, what you're going to have to figure out is like, if you have to be objectively aware of how you're thinking, how you're feeling, how hungry you're getting. And if you say, hey, like I need a diet break, trust yourself, yourself. Hey, I can take a diet break 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks, whatever, just increase calories a little bit and you're totally fine. And when you do this, you have to remember maintenance is progress. This is the most important thing because a lot of people try and trick themselves out of going into a maintenance break, right? Like they try to trick themselves out of taking a diet break because they think that means they're not going to be making progress anymore. Right. It's like, that's such a short-sighted mindset because if you don't go into maintenance simply because you think you're no longer making progress and you try to force a calorie deficit, well, then it's going to be unsustainable and you're going to end up binging and then going backwards. But if you had just taken that diet break to begin with, and you maintained that for a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then got right and then went back into a deficit when you were ready, no harm done. You like actually made progress during that time frame. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Does that, I don't know if that answers your question. Does that?
No, like, it does. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay, so how, I think part of my struggle too is knowing that, and I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to say this anyways, is knowing that I still have so far to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is what is it that you recommend to get kind of like not out of that mindset? Because I know that's probably never, it's always going to be in the back of my mind, obviously. What do you recommend for people to shift their mindset into a different, like to push through that?
Push through feeling like you're just so far away?
Yeah.
You know, it's different for everyone, but I'll give you an example. I'll use this example right now because I'm going through this with jujitsu, right? I suck at jujitsu. And I've been doing jujitsu now for several years. I have a wrestling background growing up. When I started going to jujitsu, before I understood how good other people were and how bad I was, I expected to be very good. I'm generally athletic, and having a wrestling background, I feel like, oh, it's going to be fine. They're very similar sports. I was pretty good at wrestling. I started getting my ass kicked. And I do not say that. I mean, it was so demoralizing. There were several times like I legitimately wanted to cry because when you, it's so difficult to accept how bad you are at something, especially when you feel like you're going to be pretty good. And then to know you're light years away from being anywhere near where these other people are. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the reasons. So in jujitsu, more than 95% of people who start, who get their white belt and who start doing jujitsu, more than 95% of them never get their next belt, which is blue belt. Mm-hmm. There's over a 95% of people who quit, which is a crazy statistic. And I think so much of it is because all they focus on is where they are not. Mm-hmm. All they're focusing on is that they are not at blue belt. They're not winning against these other people. They're always focused on comparing themselves to other individuals and other practitioners. And they focus far less on the improvements they've made and far more on where they are not. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think I've been able to succeed with jujitsu is something I picked up actually from powerlifting. When I was really in the height of my powerlifting career, I was following what's called a West Side Barbell Training Protocol. It's a conjugate method type programming. And basically one of the things you do is you try and hit a personal record every week. And there's a lot of arguments about it, but it's aside from the point from the discussion. But one of the ways you can hit a new personal record every week is you change the type of lift you're doing. So it's like, it's not just a bench press. Maybe it's a pause bench press. Maybe it's a 1.5 bench press. Maybe it's a constant tension bench press. Maybe it's a bench press with a slight angle. Maybe it's a slight angle with a pause. Maybe it's a slight angle with a 1.5. And you can come up with any number of different variations, like infinite number. So no matter what, you can always hit a personal record because you're always finding a slight different variation for you to try that's just a little bit different than the other one. So you're always finding a way to say, I got better. I got better. Mm-hmm. I got better. And I've always found that when people do this in their programming, they're more consistent because they're so excited about hitting a new personal record. And then they end up being more consistent than the people who are only doing one variation and they just feel like they're not getting stronger. When they are, it's taking longer than they want. Right. So a long roundabout way to discuss what you asked, which is, well, how do you get out of this mindset of like always feeling so far away? Well, number one, you can't compare to what other people are doing. And number two is, I'd say, instead of looking at where you're not, look at where you are. Look at what you've done. Instead of only looking at, well, I've got 160 to go, I've got 150 to go, which for whatever it's worth, for some people that can be very motivational. Be like, I've got to keep going. I would say, look at how far you've come and use that as proof to yourself that you can do it. And instead of only focusing on where you haven't arrived, keep focusing on how far you've come, because that's a fact. You've come this far. And if you've done that, you can keep going. And so the more you can find ways to hit these personal records, that it's one of the reasons why I like not just weight, but also measurements, also pictures, also clothing size, all these things. These are all other forms of personal records, right? Well, I didn't lose any weight this week, but I lost 2 inches here. That's a personal record. I didn't lose any inches in my glutes, but I lost inches in my waist. Cool. Personal record. I didn't lose any weight or I didn't lose go down to measurements, but I did hit a personal record on my deadlift. Cool. Personal record. Keep going. You always find the reason to keep going. Instead of looking for where you are not, always look for what you've accomplished. And when it's essentially the difference between optimism and pessimism. Pessimism is looking at what you haven't done yet and why it's not worth it. Optimism is looking at what you have done and why it is worth it. Right. And when that's your mindset, when you focus on what you've done and what you've accomplished and why it's still worth it to keep going, then it's a no-brainer and there's no reason to quit because you're always winning.
True. Yeah.
Does that make
good
sense?
Point. Good point. Yes. Yes, it does. Lots of sense. Those are my main questions. Those are what I was having, you know, the biggest issues with, mainly just the calories. So I'm going to do 22 to 2400 calories.
Yep.
My goal right now is for 80% consistency monthly. My protein I hit easily. I don't have an issue hitting protein, so I'm going to keep working on that. And I'm just going to keep going, I guess.
Love that.
Just keep doing it.
That's amazing.
I mean, this is the longest I've gone in a while. So, because I know when I did Beachbody, you know, I would lose the weight. You know, I'd lose, you know, 30 pounds, 40 pounds in 6 weeks. But, you know, in the in between the programs, I'd gain it all back and do it again. It was a fun time. So I am doing a lot better with your programs and love the Inner Circle. It's so much help. love that I can post my workouts in there. And I haven't been to the gym before this in probably 5 or 6 years. And so I was like posting at first, like all the time, like, check my form, please. I don't know what I'm doing. Help. and so it's been super helpful.
You got good feedback on your technique and everything.
Yeah. It's like the videos that y'all have, so good. I tried to YouTube, like whenever I, for some reason at my old gym, I couldn't get the y'all's videos to load. I don't know if it was the website or what it was. So I had to YouTube it and it just was not the same. So it's helped tremendously. But yeah, I'm excited. I think that with now knowing that I'm not eating too few calories and not eating too many calories, I feel a lot better. You know, I just needed to hear it.
Yeah, it's important. If you're in a place of, well, I don't know if this is right or if I'm causing harm to myself, then it's much harder to be consistent because you don't even know if it's the right thing to do. Right. So I'm glad that we could speak and that I could, you know, at least give you a little bit more confidence to know you're doing everything right. Just keep going.
Yes.
Like and you know me, like if I thought you were screwing up, I would be the first one to say you're fucking up. Like I have no problem telling people that at all. And it's said with love, but if I think that you're doing something wrong, I'll tell you, you are crushing it. I'm very impressed. You're crushing it, period. You're doing amazing, period. There's like no but about it. You're doing incredible. And there's not a doubt in my mind that if you keep doing exactly what you're doing, you're going to achieve all of your goals and more than you actually think you can.
Yes, that's the plan.
How are you going to know about what's going on with your home? Like, are they keeping you updated with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, they sold it. We have another house. It's just they hired a contractor that they met at like a restaurant or something random. And so they told us it would take, we were supposed to be out of here on the 15th of August and it's now the 23rd. So, luckily my landlord has a little bit of leeway because she sold to like a company and not like a person, you know, no one's going to be moving in here. They're just going to like redo it and probably rent it for $1 million a month. Now we're just waiting. It's like this tiny house, like 1100 square feet for like 1700. It's ridiculous. But now they're fixing our house. It's just taking way longer. They told us 2 weeks and it's been 6 or 7 weeks. And
that's how it goes.
Once that's done, we're supposed to be moving this week. My school started today. I'm just like all over the place today. But yeah, we're supposed to be moving this weekend. So I'm hoping that will alleviate a lot of my stress and I can sleep better. And then I can, you know, because it's all full circle because I'm not sleeping well. My daughter's been sick. She's been one heck of a month so far. But that's okay because that's life. So.
That's life. But you're doing great. And even amidst all of this stress, you're doing amazing. I really want you to keep in touch and let me know how everything is going.
I will.
definitely use the Inner Circle Facebook group for accountability. But please, please keep me updated. If there's anything I can do, you know how to get in touch with me. Don't hesitate to reach out. Do you have any other questions? Is there anything that you wanted to cover?
No, that's about it for me.
Amazing. Well, I want to give you a free month in the Inner Circle. Oh, so when you get off, email me, jordan@sciphings.com. Email me. You've spoken with Kat. Just say, hey, just had the talk with Jordan. He offered a free month. I'm really impressed with you.
Thank you so much. I'm really
impressed with you. I do not say that lightly. You're doing amazing work. And I'm very excited to keep up to date with your progress. And to, again, removing all the time. I don't care what fucking day of the year it is. It doesn't matter. Irrelevant. Just keep going. All right?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
That wraps it up for this episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Krista, thank you so much for coming on. That was incredible. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. They actually make a huge difference and they help a lot. And it would mean the world to me if you did that, especially if you haven't already. Have a wonderful day. And if you'd like to join the Inner Circle, you can do that at the link in the show notes.